something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. How are you going to be there? That angel is going to stand before the throne of God, calling the names to receive the crown. One after the other, our names will be called, and the crown of righteousness placed on our heads, one by one. We will not need introductions. We will just know everybody. You say, how do you know that? The Bible tells us, on a certain day, Jesus was with Peter, James, and John, the Mount of Transfiguration, and suddenly appeared to them Elijah and Moses. Both men didn't live in this world in the time of Peter, James, and John. They lived many, many years before they came. Peter didn't need introductions. He saw them and he said, Master, let us build 3 tabernacles. I don't want to go home. The glory was so much. He said, Lord, let's stay here. Let's build 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. You know, there are such times that when the Spirit of God overwhelms us and we become so conscious of His mighty presence, we don't want to be anywhere else. Peter, at that moment, in the glory of God, for the Bible tells us that the glory of God came over them. The cloud of glory was there. He forgot about his family. He forgot about his house. He forgot about his business. He forgot about everything else. All his dreams were forgotten at that moment. Forgot about Rome and the empire. He said, Master, let's stay here. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever found yourself in the presence of God. You know, many times I feel so sorry for many of God's children today because they have reduced Christianity to a religion in their lives without the Spirit. The Spirit is not one that we control. The Spirit is not one that we tell what to do. It is the Spirit of the prophet that is subject to the prophet. That means his own spirit is subject to his own control, but not the Holy Spirit. We do not control the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit controls us. But you will never know that until you are yielded to the Holy Ghost, until you are fully and wholly given to the Holy Ghost. When that happens, you will know it. You will know when that happened. You will know in your life the day you became submitted to the Holy Ghost. You will know. There are not too many Christians that are submitted to the Holy Ghost. Many talk about him, but they don't know him, for they have never met him. You know, many times when I pray for the church of Christ all over the world, I have to sing that song. Revive your work, O Lord, in the midst of the years. Revive your work, O Lord. In our individual lives, we can stir up the Spirit, but not too many even know the Spirit. The work of God all over the world needs to be revived. There needs to be a fresh unction on the church. We do things as we feel like in the church now. We say what we feel like. Not many know how their tongues can be sanctified of the Holy Spirit. I was listening to someone analyzing worship, and after listening to him, I went on my knees to pray. I said, "Dear God, has the church gone this far? Has the church gone this far?" And the trouble is, the carnal, the earthly minded, the unlearned in the things of God doesn't realize that a message from the head goes to the head. A message from the heart goes to the heart. And a dear man, when he was analyzing worship, was trying to tell people why in certain churches they don't have many men, but a congregation has more women than men. He said the reason is they sing feminine songs instead of masculine songs. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to worship, man ceases to have a gender. When it comes to worship, you forget that you are a man. They said, ladies sing, "I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice." But the men, "We got the power." So if you have a lot of you're not going to have many men in the congregation. No. The church had come to that point of interpreting worship in the flesh. Brothers and sisters, where your weakness is where the strength of God is revealed. Read about David. The Bible says that David was a young lad, handsome without yams. He didn't have a V. He was muscular. You understand? He didn't have all that. But his older brothers were tough. The kind of men that immediately you saw them, you said, "These ones are for the army." And they were in the army. But when it came to time for God to select a king from that family, he went to the young lad David and picked him. What did he see in David? I'll tell you. No, God doesn't look at your education. Make no mistakes about it. As good as education is, God doesn't look at your financial status. As good as it may be, He doesn't look at what you have learned in the world. Because to be able to follow Him, you must unlearn everything you learned from the world. I love Catherine Kuhlman. She said, "I had nothing. I was nothing." She said, "I wasn't even beautiful. I had freckles all over my face. I tried everything to get rid of the freckles." She said, "I couldn't." She said, "I was that kind of a lady you looked at and you didn't want to see a second time." She said, "One day I got on my face before God. I said, 'Dear Lord Jesus, I am nothing. I have nothing. If you can use nothing, then use me.'" And God used her to touch the lives of thousands of people around the world.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Katia Road, Before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.